Well, as I said earlier, this is the third week of Advent, and we're in the midst of our Advent conspiracy. And today we're going to focus on giving more grace, giving more forgiveness, and giving more resources. Whenever I write a sermon, I always try to go to God, to His Word, and ask, what is the message for our specific group? What would God say to this congregation? What does God want me to say today to the Cordova Community Church? That's always a challenge. And then I go to the text and I try to, this is the message, how should I say this message? What does this text say to this church? And I have to say, today's sermon is going to be a little different. As I went to the text and as I spent time in prayer and preparation, I started writing and something just kind of came out. You ever have that experience writing a sermon? You start writing and you just believe that God is, no? Okay. You believe that God is inspiring you, that God has a message, and He's giving you a message. And so that's what happened as I was preparing for today. And I pray that this is something that touches your heart and challenges you the way it touched my heart and challenged me. The way this came out, I didn't think that I could deliver it verbally without reading it straight off the page. And I knew that you would not want to watch me, you would get blinded watching me read straight off the page. So I've recorded it. And so we'll listen, and then we'll sing and listen and sing. And as we listen together, I pray that you will hear God's message for you during this Advent season. Give more. This is part three of our Advent series. Worship fully. Spend less. Give more. Love all. There is a word for those who give more. Generous. Give generously. Be generous. This sermon is a dance with three moves. Jingle all the way. Fighting for trinkets. Fighting for parking spaces. Need stuff. Need holly jolly. The lonely lady in the office. The unlucky boy at school. That boy. Boycott. If you dare say happy holidays, that's low down. I'll fight for that toy. And I'll fight you if you don't say Merry Christmas, Jack. I'll jack you up, praise Jesus. I'm telling you to give grace. Cut me some slack. Give me a hand. Don't just sit back and judge like that Pharisee. I thank God I'm not like that sinner. Well, he didn't go home that night right with God. With who I am, with who you are, I can't go home like this. I need some grace from God Almighty in this place to run this race, because look at this face. So you can cut me off in traffic and laugh. You can be that boss or teacher or a nagging mother or bratty son or stressed out daddy or distant daughter. Don't forget Aunt Betty. Here's some grace. When we're all together at work, all together at school, all together at home, we brush up against each other's last nerve and such. And is it just too much to say, cut me a little slack? Here's some grace. Folks get stressed. Everybody doesn't know how to act, how to just get along. Folks get mad, they get sad, and turn around and let you have it, and you want to give it right back. But give grace. Be patient, kind, peaceful. Let your speech always be gracious. Season with salt, man. You know how you ought to talk to folks. Talk like Jesus. They gave him all kinds of trouble. They didn't talk right. They didn't treat him right. Yet when they spoke ill of him, he didn't fight back. He knew the Father had his back, so he could step back and take some space and give them some grace. So don't let any bad talk come out of your mouth. Say just the right words at just the right time to give grace to those who hear you. Say just the right words at just the right time to give grace. Say just the right words at just the right time to give grace. Cut me some slack. I need some grace. I'm singing. I've had bitterness in my heart. I've been mistreated. They shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have said that. Now I'm hurt and I'm holding on. I'm angry and I have every right to be. That's the thing about forgiving, see? You can't do it unless someone's done you wrong. Of course it's hard. That's why it's a thing. If nobody hurt, nobody would need to forgive. If nobody hurt, nobody could forgive. If nobody hurt, nobody could forgive. That's why you need Jesus in you to be able to do it. This Christmas, you may be the hurting one. You may have a broken heart, a broken relationship, a broken forgiver, but it's time to get it fixed. It's time to forgive. Can you be generous with forgiveness? It's Advent. That means Jesus is coming. Well, he already came. We remember the time, laid in a trough, died on a tree. You know, when he came before, he came to forgive. When they nailed him to the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Heck, I don't know what I'm doing half the time either. But Jesus loves me, and he has forgiven me. I pray, please forgive my sins. Can't I forgive those who have sinned against me? That's in the Lord's Prayer, y'all. Anyway, he advented before, and he's still here among us. And we remember his birth when he became one of us. It's that time of year, and it's time to forgive. How can I forgive? How can I let it go? It hurts so bad, you just don't know how bad. He hurt me when he left, when she stabbed me in the back, when they fired me, when they took advantage of me, robbed and ridiculed, beat up and battered around, set up and shot down. You just don't know. You're right, I don't know. I'm sorry for your pain. They shouldn't have done you that way. I wish I knew what to say, just to make it go away. I don't know. But Jesus knows. He feels your pain. He sees what they did. He sees what's in your heart, and he wants you to do your part to make a start with some forgiveness. But how do I forgive? Are there three easy steps? Can I take a breath and just let it go? I don't know. The past can't be undone, but the present can be won with some forgiveness. Share your pain. Let someone know that you're hurting so they can hurt with you. I feel your pain. You can come tell me, and I'll listen with you and weep with you and pray with you. We'll try to turn humiliation into reconciliation and stop the fight and just make it right. If Christ is in you, beloved of God, you've got to live like Christ, act like Christ, love like Christ, forgive like Christ. If any of you has a beef with any of the rest, you've got to forgive as Christ has forgiven you. It's the peace of Christ. You were called to peace. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, and patience, and kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. The power is in your hands to forgive. Forgive powerfully. You can't change the past, can't change anybody, but you can be changed and you can change the world by forgiving. So let the peace of Christ rule in your heart and forgive. Live at peace and forgive. Be like Jesus and forgive. Be like Jesus and forgive. Be like Jesus and forgive. I'm singing. Cash in a kettle, Samaritan's purse, missionaries in Mozambique, missionaries in Malawi, missionaries in Memphis, a man on the street selling papers every day, cold, rain. Friday, he just gave me a paper. I didn't ask for it, didn't pay for it. He just gave me a paper. Got it right here. Christian Relief Fund. I gave a goat in your honor and some blankets and maybe some baby formula. Got some compassion. Let me tell you about my Elvis. He aced a test and saved the orphanage. True story. Help the children, AIDS orphans, no mama, no papa, no home, no value. Government says you can't even have a mosquito net. Jesus says, let the little children come to me. Don't hold them back. He gives them value. He gives them a place. He gives them grace. You going to let them die alone and afraid when you got the money right there in your wallet? But hold on, dude. I don't have any money. I'm not rich enough to be Scrooge McDuck. I'm just down on my luck. Generosity isn't about how much you give. It's about how you give. Old widow woman, two little coins, all she had. Gave all she had. Those other dudes didn't even give all they had left over. Jesus knew. He still knows how it goes when I want to hold on to my stuff, when I have more than enough, but I can't quite let it go even when I know they need it more than I do. How you give speaks of who you are, about your heart, the divine spark, the fruit of the Spirit in you. Whose Spirit is in you? Holy Spirit in you? Your generosity says a lot about your God. Who is your God? Stingy God? Selfish God? Taking God? Demanding God? Never loving? Never caring? Never hoping? Never sharing? Who is your God? Lavish God? Loving God? Pouring out mercy God? Sustaining God? Hoping God? Blessing God? Even blessing the unrighteous? Let me tell you about some churches I know. In a time of affliction, they had great joy and were so, so poor. And they overflowed in a wealth of generosity, giving much, much more than they could afford of their own accord, begging, please let us give, because we already gave ourselves to the Lord. And we gave ourselves to the church. And we gave ourselves to you. They gave themselves to us. Can you be like those brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers to take your love farther by sharing and blessing and giving more than ever before? Is it the grace of your Lord Jesus Christ? You know he was rich, yet for you became poor, so you in his poverty might become rich. Is that your God? That's my Jesus, amen. So give more. It's Christmas. Lend a helping hand. Bless the church. Bless the world. Bless the people next door. Spread the love. After grace and forgiveness, this money thing isn't so hard. Give more. Spend less. Give more. I'm singing. Just to clarify a couple of things from the sermon, I was not threatening Jack Grizzle when I said, I'll jack you up, Jack. So don't worry, Jack and I are good. It's okay. I also was not suggesting that you boycott stores that say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. That would be the opposite of giving more grace. We're supposed to be Christ-like. We're here to give grace, not to take it. I want you to be encouraged this holiday season, this Merry Christmas, to give more grace, to give more forgiveness, and to give more of your resources. When we do this, we're simply being like God. God shares his grace freely. He sends rain on the just and the unjust. He offers forgiveness to all who seek him, and he provides all of the resources that there are. Sometimes he provides grace and forgiveness and resources directly. Those are times of great blessing. Sometimes he provides those things through his people,
That would be us. We're His channel of blessing, a channel of God's giving. You may be in a great place today, emotionally, spiritually, financially. Hallelujah! It's a channel day for you. You may be asking, where's my grace? Where are my resources? Where is my forgiveness? You may not see God at work in your life today. You may feel lost and alone, and at times like that, the community of God, the church, your family, we are here to stand in the grace gap, to stand in the forgiveness gap and the resources gap, to believe for you and to walk beside you. That's what godly family does, and that's what we want to do today. If we can give more to you today, if we can stand in the gap for you today, I want to invite you to come to the back. We're going to sing this song of encouragement. Some of the elders and I will be back there to receive you in God's name and bless you.
Let's stand together.